I'm wrestling guys and I see his like wife and kids off to the side and it's like, oh,
yeah, I have to beat him up in front of his wife.
First ever Campbell tournament, Campbell Sport youth tournament.
Yeah. Each other.
Yep. I beat him.
Yeah. He likes to remind me of that. But.
What were some of the things that would be on these notes?
Yeah, so a lot of it was
the secrets. More called us a lot of secrets.
We won state or whatever. And then like the day after we were in practice, like mm-hmm. she was like, aren't you like going to celebrate a little bit? No.
Yeah, we're going for it all. So world gold, Olympic gold, national titles all the way.
UFC gotta, gold?
We'll see. I don't
maybe,
know.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Clash of Combat podcast. Today, we're in Wisconsin still, but we got Cole and Connor Mirasola today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go.
Yep.
Talk to me a little bit about just kind of your day-to-day here. Now, you're done with high school, officially kind of going off to Penn State. What's this kind of summer before looking like for you guys?
Yeah, so we've been just starting to like get dialed in for the like U.S. Open, Olympic trials and stuff. So we're at Max's pretty much every day in Mequon, and then we'll head to like Ben's to train a couple times a week too.
Okay.
So, yeah. So yeah. Every day, I mean, Max, we do a lot of privates too with Max. So that gets us really dialed in because we got him Olympic trials in like less than a week and then US Open, then U20s after that.
Has the daily regimen like changed at all since qualifying for the Olympic trials?
No, not really. I mean, we were kind of just doing the same stuff. Like we're starting to game plan a little bit, obviously, but like, kind of just trying to focus on what we do best.
You don't know where you'll be in the bracket or anything, right? There's nothing like that out?
No, I think seeds come out on Monday.
Okay.
But people have been posting stuff like mock-up brackets or whatever. So
right.
I do want to talk about everything here in the recent, but I kind of want to go back mm-hmm. in time just a little bit. Yeah, talk about your kind of upbringing in the sport. What got you two both involved?
Yeah, so I mean, we started in the Wildcats. First practice in the East Wrestling Room.
Yes, sir.
I think all both you guys were there. Like, we didn't have shoes or anything, but we just loved it from the very beginning, pretty much. Like, getting our hands on people and just scrapping, I guess.
Because no one else in your family wrestled, right?
Our dad did for 2 years.
Oh, you did for 2 years. Okay.
He got cut from the basketball team, so he wrestled.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think our first day, like, your grandpa was the one that was just, like, showing us, like, some moves and stuff.
Really?
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, I think you two were there actually.
Oh yeah,
if I remember right, just for a Wildcat practice.
One thing that I want to get into, back in the day, what do you think was the biggest difference between, let's say, wrestling at Wildcats to really like mm-hmm. going to like a club like Askren? What was kind of a different factor that changed?
Yeah, I think we just like saw some of the success like Askren guys were having compared to just like guys who did it. Mm-hmm. Just like 3 months out of the year.
How soon did you go into like the club of Askren? How fast?
Yeah, so we did like, I think we did Wildcats for probably like...
Probably the first 3 years just Wildcats.
3 years just Wildcats.
Like second grade, we started Wildcats. And then probably like fifth, sixth, we went to... sixth grade, we went to Askren. And yeah, we just loved it. Like like-minded individuals just who love wrestling and want to get better.
Yeah. At that time, who were some guys that you were training with like the first couple years at
Askren? So like obviously like Parker Kekai's in and then like Dejan and Ellis and then
like some more guys. Some Ethan more Riddle, guys. Noah Mulvaney, mm-hmm. Charlie, Silas.
And those are still guys Scholes. You're still training like to this day.
Yep.
Like think about it. What is that? Oh, yeah. Almost going on over 8 years?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's pretty cool to see like guys that we just started with, like going, well, we got like five guys going to the Big Ten and then a bunch of guys also committed big schools. So that's pretty, it's pretty cool to see that mm-hmm. for like Askren.
Yeah. And like in high school too, or Parker was like sophomore, junior in high school and we were like seventh grade and we were doing privates with Parker, us two and one-on-one with Parker. And I was like, now you're seeing him win NCAA titles. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
What was your take on him winning the title after getting third a couple years in a row for him sealing the deal?
I mean, we just really wanted, like, we were really cheering for him, I guess you could say.
Yeah. He's like our hometown kind of guy. Like, he always, like, helped us out, like, at North Shore. So, yeah.
I didn't know you guys were doing privates with him while he was still in high school. So that's kind of crazy.
Like,
to
we
think.
Would go watch him and wrestle at Fargo and stuff because, like, he was, like, the best guy at that time. So, like, we wanted to be like him, obviously. So,
what are some things about private lessons? What make them so impactful for you guys? Because a lot of people just go to practices, like, let's say, yeah, I do club, I do my high school. Yeah. What's the point of doing the extra work of private lessons?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm pretty biased, but I think Max Askren is probably one of the best wrestling minds in the world and one-on-one with him. Like, we used to do privates, us two and Max, but now it's just one of us one-on-one with Max. So we do a lot of, like, we talk through a lot of technique, but we also scrap pretty hard too.
And I remember I did a private with Max, and it was preparing me for the state tournament my senior year. And he was like, he meant to be like a really good like mimicker of mimicking guys. Who has he kind of mimicked, I guess, for you guys in those private lessons? Anyone specifically?
Yeah, so like getting ready for like senior level, we did like for like the Bill Farrell and like senior nationals, we did a little bit of like Daringer, and then like Trent Hydeley a little bit now.
Mark Hall. Stuff.
Mark Hall. Because I got to wrestle those guys, but yeah.
Saying those names, and like those guys were winning those big titles when you guys like were in middle school. How does that, how is that now being to being like, wow, these guys I used to like look at win these big titles. It's like, that's my competition.
Yeah. I mean, cause like at our house, we have like pictures of wrestlers on our door. Like, we had Mark Hall, Alex Daringer,
really
these guys on our door. And now they're like our competition.
Wow.
So that's pretty,
so it's kind of
full circle, I guess you could say.
With Max, what do you guys think about the, I think it was, I saw it on Twitter, like Ben wanted him to take the coaching job at Wisconsin.
I think that's a pretty big rumor going around. But
yeah, I don't know about that. I heard that. He's talked to us about it, but I don't think there's no chance we'd leave Penn State. That's not even, we wouldn't even think about that. So he's obviously done a lot for us, but Penn State kind of speaks for itself. So
After the success that, of course, they've had, like, especially at your guys' weight, they have everyone. Yeah. I mean, there's no point of going to another organization. Was there ever a doubt in your mind of going anywhere else?
I mean, we were getting recruited by, like, a bunch of different schools, a lot of good coaches, a lot of good teams. But, I mean, when we got phone call from Kale, it was like...
Right. Well, because it was like you guys were about to commit to Parkside, and you're like, wait, Kale called.
Close,
we were close. Kale called. Ah, we got to overthink this one. But I still want to kind of talk about your guys earlier in your high school career. Talk to me about like that first high school season. Did you both know that you were like we, hey, we could be, you know, four-time state champs as like brothers? And then kind of that first tournament goes. Could you both kind of describe that first?
So
it was a COVID year.
It was really weird with COVID. Like, we had to wear masks and stuff, and we only got like 20 matches in. But like, I didn't really think a lot of people like thought we could even win our freshman year, because like Noel Mulvaney, he was like the number one ranked guy in the state, and like I don't think I was even ranked coming to the state tournament. And then I ended up winning like in overtime in the finals. But yeah, I don't think people really thought we could win, so we ended up winning. So that kind of helped our confidence.
And then your first year, Cole.
Fifth place. Still kind of hurts me a little bit. It would've been pretty cool to have four, like, two four-timers. But I mean, seven's pretty good.
Do you think those, like those losses in that freshman year, do you think that propelled you to be like maybe more motivated or have more fire to like?
I mean, yeah. Seeing him win, kind of like, obviously I'm super happy for him, but like, there's obviously jealousy too, but I mean, it's all good. But the year after, I was pretty driven to win, like one, and then just, after that, all of them.
Which one of your, was your favorite state title to win and why?
I'd say probably the first one in the Kohl's Center.
First one in the Kohl's Center,
it was a pretty cool arena, like sold out a bunch of people, and then getting a pin in like 25 seconds in the state finals was pretty cool.
I would think that'd be all right.
I almost felt bad for you for your fourth one.
That was pretty unfortunate having the guy forfeit.
What even happened to him?
They said he hurt his knee, like popped his LCL. So
he
who knows how true that was, though. I mean, maybe if it wasn't me, he probably would have tried and wrestled, but.
Yeah, is what it is.
You guys could at least do like a little skit, something.
Because he came up to the mat, shake his hand and everything. Right. But I think he was really hurt.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I would say so.
Your freshman year, you both took out a future and current Parkside wrestler.
He took out Brody.
Brody, and he took out Caden Hooker.
In the fifth place match.
And Caden Hooker, obviously Brody's pissed because it was like overtime state finals. Yeah. But Caden Hooker holds that one close and dear that he didn't get major.
I think I don't even know what the score was. Did I major him? I don't know.
I don't think it was like 7-2 or
no. I think it was like 11. six? 12, six?
Yeah.
Like six takedowns? On kelp?
Caden, you should have got pinned. You're lucky. You're lucky. Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now let's kind of go into this recruiting process, basically. Yeah. You guys are like, I want to go to Penn State. And you guys met Kale early on. When was the first time you guys like met Kale?
Yeah, so like we actually sent Kale this picture after he committed, but like at the, I think it was 2017 World Team Trials in Lincoln, Nebraska, we went to watch with our dad. And like we just, like we saw Kale sitting down low in the bleachers and we like ran down there and got a picture with him. And then we kind of just loved watching Kale and like loved watching Penn State. So that's kind of what ignited us to want to go there.
In youth, didn't you guys have, didn't you guys get Penn State singlets? I thought you guys had.
We always love Penn State in youth. Like,
okay. I mean, for some reason, I thought you guys bought like the custom.
You might have had like Penn State headgear or something.
Okay, maybe that. I think that was it.
Yeah.
So is Kale basically at that, like currently, you think he's like your master Oogway?
Oh, for sure.
Do you, cause man, I'm just thinking like in Kale's, like go, being, I guess, in that situation where you guys are young and you guys take your picture with Kale.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Kale, like, I'm just like thinking about it, like going back in time, like, wow, Kale could have met, you know, two multi-time, like let's say national champs, Olympic champ, because you guys had these goals.
Yeah.
Yep. Just in that time, I think would be just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking or whatever, texting him, and then we sent him that picture of us. Like we were like this tall sitting next to him. And he was like, geez, that is funny. Like 10 years ago or something like that. We, met him. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about your guys' first experience now wrestling on the senior level. Because you guys are still in high school. I mean, we know it's like, you know, Flo's kind of blowing it up over the water. These high school guys doing good at college at senior level. So what was your guys' first experience?
Yeah, yeah. We wrestled. I got it.
Yeah, you can go both separate. Both talk about your ways.
So like Ben and Max throughout the, like throughout the idea of us trying to qualify for the Olympic trials.
Like last summer.
Mm-hmm. Last summer. Okay. So like the first step for that was like the Bill Farrell in New York City. So like I always watched that tournament. Like that's a cool tournament. Like at the New York Athletic Club, just like they're all like right on top of you, the fans and stuff right in New York City. So
and that was another that one was that you had cool. to win too.
Mm.
So you had to win that event.
To qualify for the trials.
Yeah.
So like kind of talked about this with Max, but like he thought we could win right away. Like, especially going into senior nationals, like he was like, you gotta don't like give these guys any credit, more credit than they deserve. You try to win. So, but like at the Bill Farrell, I rattled off a couple of wins, like early wins. And then I had Evan Wick, who like we spent a good amount of time with at Askren, like, cause he's like friends with Ben and stuff, went to Wisconsin. So I beat him and that was kind of like a breakout performance, I guess you could say. That kind of, I don't know.
I think a lot of people about that, like the Evan Wick match, thought it was kind of a fluke first time because it was in like a far ankle scramble. He like caught him on his back and pinned him.
Yeah.
But then keep going. I mean,
yeah. And then I wrestled him in the Concy semis at senior nationals. So like if I won that match, I knew I was qualified. I knew I wouldn't have had to wrestle for fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So like I had to get that one. And then I was able to win in a tight match. But
and Alex Danger.
I was at the Bill Farrell, my first senior level tournament, I was able to wrestle Evan Wick, so like three-time All-American, and then Ringer and Hall.
Wow.
Which are pretty good guys. But
going into those matches, like obviously we were talking, like you had pictures of these guys on your wall. Like what's like the mental preparation prior, right before going into the match? Like is it the same as every other match or is it switching up in your head?
Yeah, I think you just got to treat it like any other match because like, if you make it too big, like, ooh, this guy's a Hodge Trophy winner, three-time national champ, you're, like, you're already in a bad mindset, so you just got to, like, treat it like any other match and kind of...
Yeah, like, we were in a group chat with our buddies, and, like, we were wrestling these guys, and they were like, what the heck? These guys are wrestling, like, NCAA champions and stuff, and we're like, yeah, this is our competition now.
Yeah, I mean, like, Max, he's, like, good with that, like, good with the mental side, because we try to do a lot with the mental side, but, like... I don't know. I don't think they're ever as good as you think they are. Like people put them on a pedestal and I don't think you should do that. Cause
yeah. I mean, I would say like your guys is, I would say like basically every in high school, you guys are bounds ahead of, you know, everyone else. How were you guys like leaders on your team? Cause I sure everyone like, you know, looked up to you guys. And even when I went to, Your guys' senior night duel like versus mm-hmm. East. I mean, it was clear like all like the fans love you. Like you guys got mm-hmm. some recognition. And what did it kind of mean to wrestle, I guess, for West as a whole?
I mean, we liked West Bend. I mean, our wrestling room in the dungeon of the school.
Yeah, the dungeon.
Between two locker rooms, literally a dungeon. Yeah, I mean, we like it.
It's was like fun. Alcatraz.
Yeah. We liked wrestling for West Bend. I mean, I think we made a name for the school. Mm-hmm. At least I hope we did. But, like, obviously you guys and stuff. But I think we made a name for it. And we liked it a lot. Yeah.
I don't like how West has more state champs than East does. Yeah. But I guess it's okay.
Yeah, we racked up a few over the past couple of years.
Now, we had, so basically for like, if you'd win state, you get a picture in the gym. Steve Hoffman got two, still one picture. You get these boys a picture every year.
On his, they had one picture and they put the state title.
Yeah.
But now they put up a new picture every year.
Yeah.
So we got seven pictures up there in the gym.
That's crazy.
So I was fine with that. I mean, four different pictures.
I mean, the first picture he had a mask on. So, like,
oh yeah,
if that's the one they're gonna do all of them for.
That's a good point. It'd be cool to have if they would make you guys like your own one of like a combination of each four. You guys could like hang up here or something.
Cool. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Like West Bend was good. Like the coaches, like great guys, obviously. So it kind of helped us with like mental stuff, just like stay in the moment and stuff, stay present and stuff. So.
I mean, we would like help with the practices, like we'd show technique. We kind of like talk to the guys and stuff. But yeah, when we needed to get a workout in too, so we just wrestle in the corner and just like scrap. So got pretty heated sometimes.
Yeah.
But.
So you guys basically like had your own practice inside the practice. Because if you do think about it, like these guys are competing against the best level of wrestlers in the world and they're in high school. And that's probably such a weird, I guess, conversation. But I think it's like,
it was funny because like we wrestled in the corner every day. Mm-hmm. So we had like we take a lot of notes.
Which corner?
Like you walk in right to the right.
Wait, you walk into the locker room?
Yeah,
like from the locker room and then all the way to the right.
All the way to the right.
I wrestled there a couple times. I shed some blood. All right.
So we like take a lot of notes on notepads and stuff, and we like put them up on the walls. And like in our junior year, we had like
on the wall. We'd like tape them to the mat, and like that'd be our practice plan for the day. Because like every week we'd have a private, and then we'd work on stuff obviously, and then Max would give us stuff to work on throughout the week, and we'd just do that.
What were some of the things that would be on these notes?
Yeah, so a lot of it was
the secrets. More cold us. I want to share the secrets.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, a lot of it was technique, like earlier in our like freshman, sophomore, junior year, but
like there was some like sheets, like our sophomore year we wrestled at the Christmas tournament, which was like our school started to go to tougher tournaments as we got better. And like there was like one sheet on one guy and a whole nother sheet on another guy. Like we had like a ton of notes on one guy.
Wow.
So
but I mean, it's not like we're like just focusing on one guy the whole time, but it's nice to know some stuff.
Yeah.
Be ready for the guy.
You guys said you're getting heated in the corner. Which one of you starting it more often?
Him. He probably says me, but I could say the same about him usually.
But yeah, I mean, there's been some like pretty hard collar ties, but 5 minutes later, we're all good talking about technique or whatever.
So. Yeah, it never carries over to like home or anything. We're good. Like,
has it ever when you were younger?
I mean, we wrestled each other in tournaments when we were younger, so that was a little like, oof. Got like at home
some bad car rides home
because like our dad's trying to like stop us from crying and because one of us is mad at the other for beating the other one when we were in like second grade. But
yeah,
and then you guys started flipping the coin for winners, right?
Yeah pretty so much. Like, we made like this Northern Plains finals and like state like freestyle state or whatever, and we just flip a coin because it doesn't really benefit us to wrestle each other when we wrestle every day. So
practice.
Do you know who won more of the coin flips?
Probably me.
I think he won more actually. So yeah,
it was like our first ever match, like first ever wrestling match. We wrestled.
It was you two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know.
Like it was like first ever tournament, Campbellsport youth tournament.
It was each other,
and I beat him.
Oh, yeah. So he likes to remind me of that. But
first ever match.
Yeah. Yeah,
who won the last ever one that you wrestled?
When was that?
I think I won the last few, two or three. I think I won.
I think it was like freestyle state, like. probably like backside match.
I remember we were at Freestyle Greco State and one of you wrestled Greco. And I remember one of you put some guy in a cradle.
Yeah, I was doing Greco and I like tried to cradle Greco. Yeah. State like, no caution.
Greco State Finals. He tries and cradles a kid, which was funny, obviously.
And I was like, what am I doing? Still attack the guy though.
That's actually a funny story. One thing too, every year Freestyle State, I don't know when it started, but we took that picture of me and then you guys. You guys were so short and that's like bigger spots. Yes. Like,
that you were taller than us and then we switched.
That is crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is crazy thing. Yeah. When you wrestled Max Dean, that was your pretty big win. He was a national champ. College wrestling national champ. What was kind of the thoughts after the match? Because you knew going in that you could beat him.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts and what was like the response of everyone?
Yeah, like I was trying to like not get like super excited because like I still had wrestled Mark Hall in like a few hours. Mm-hmm. But like I was pretty excited. Like Ben like got super like super excited and stuff. But like it's funny, like on our visit, like less than a year before that, like he was just like showing us around and like super nice to us. And like we really liked him because he was a great guy, obviously. And like liked how he wrestled. But
yeah, and after the match, we're sitting in some like restaurant. Then he walks in, like we talk, like what's up and whatever. And, like,
oh, nice.
Super nice and whatever.
Yeah. It was crazy that you beat him. But the thing I found like so weird when we went to Penn State the first time last summer, we sat in the sauna and he came in and he's talking about like, he's buying a house. He's renting it out to people. He's doing all this stuff. He's at that point in his life. Yeah. And then you guys are still in high school.
We're still like in high school, taking high school classes.
So
and
weird.
It's funny. Like I'm wrestling guys and I see his like wife and kids off to the side. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, I think dude, how does that feel when you're beating a man and this guy's kid's like, oh,
I'm going to beat him up in front of his wife. At the Bill Farrell, like I think one of the guys that wrestled wife was there, maybe even his kid too.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's nothing like personal. It's just like, it's whatever.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's just crazy that's happening.
Like, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. A lot of those guys, like, especially this weekend, they're in a lot different point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not even graduated high school and they've already gone through a whole college career and had a lot of success in college. But
that's true. It goes fast. I'm going into my fifth year and it's like, dude, like where did everything go? Yep. It will legit be fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like going to think of something to say. Like I have something to say, but then I forget it.
Okay. So you guys have wrestled top wrestlers in high school, obviously top wrestlers in college. What's the difference between when you're wrestling these top college guys versus these top high school guys?
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly the same. Like we're not just going to go like be mean to these high school kids. Like we're gonna be nice and stuff, but yeah, we're gonna work stuff and just like have fun, obviously. But it's like obviously like a whole different ball game wrestling some of the best guys in the world or country and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're still trying to work on our skills in high school too.
Mm-hmm.
Like not really different.
I think senior level is like the pace is obviously just way harder. They just wrestle way harder. They hand fight way harder, and then like those guys also just like know how to win. Like during the break, when I was, I think I went up pretty big on Max Dean. And then Ben was like, "You got to be ready to like, because he's gonna come hard because he just wants to win so bad, like all of them do."
And like we were talking about this too, like tactically wrestling high school guys, like you can kind of put it on them more, but like these senior guys, they come hard, like they're not gonna stop wrestling like the whole time.
Is it even just like the strength too, or it's just like the pace? Because
they're obviously super strong, but like I don't know if like you can only be like so strong before you start to be like stiff or and stuff. So like I think more about like especially at higher levels, the difference is like nothing. So you gotta be smart. You gotta try to win the chess match.
Like everyone knows a lot of technique, but like how to wrestle a match tactically or wrestle through position or parterre. Mm. Parterre I think is a huge thing senior level, like some of these matches, like I'm in, like I think parterre is a difference a lot of the time.
Yeah. One last thing that's like a little one. How did you guys distinguish who would go heavier and one would go lighter?
Yes. I mean, I've always wrestled heavier.
You just always did.
I'm like probably 10 pounds bigger right now, but I've always wrestled bigger, so I'm kind of used to it.
What do you guys weigh right now?
I'm like 212 right now, trying to get bigger.
How do you get bigger? What's kind of your plan? Is it just to like lift heavy, just start
eat, lift
like
a keep lot, eating? Eat a lot.
You could probably be eating more and lifting more, but
yeah,
it's hard to.
Do you track like calories or anything?
We used to, like freshman, sophomore year, but I was gaining a lot of weight. Like I was 180, like I was like 190 something after I started doing that. And like, yeah, this is like rice and beef. Mm-hmm. Just plain.
It got pretty old.
So we made it on Sunday, and then the Monday and Tuesday was pretty good, but then we'd eat it Friday. It's like, oh, what is this?
Do you guys plan on redshirting right off the bat, or is it just play it by ear? Just kind of
whatever they think.
Whatever they have planned for us. I mean, obviously they have a good idea of what works out. So
yeah. Have you guys met Bonnie yet?
No. We've heard about her. Mitchell told us about her. She said she's pretty cool. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
How has it been seeing Mitchell's success too? Because him being an Askren guy, going exactly where you guys were. He basically did a whole year before you guys would do it, just to kind of see that. Mm-hmm. Does that make you think, like, even though of course with your guys' accomplishments, is that even more decipher it, be like, wow, like I'm here. Like I'm going here. I'm like I'm there to win titles and dominate.
We're obviously really excited, but seeing Mitchell do how he did this year was pretty cool, because like we were wrestling with Mitchell last summer. Like not knowing, like we were already committed to Penn State and he was kind of looking at some other schools, but we were like, he like told us first he was going to Penn State.
He was like, let's go.
Wow.
Get more Askren guys at Penn State. So
who would be another Askren guy, do you think, to follow you guys?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
You never know. I don't think people thought we'd be going to Penn State when we were little. So we kind of weren't that good, but
do you ever think there's going to be like, do you ever think there's going to be a year where it's like over half the lineup is just Askren guys?
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because so far it's been like Askren guys to go to like Missouri has been like the feeding ground to there.
Like Minnesota.
Minnesota has. Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, like it'll be pretty cool. Like I think we were the first guys like Kale recruited from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Or like actually committed there from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I think he recruited Keegan a little bit, obviously. He's pretty tough, so
he's all right.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of that? I guess that whole bracket play out.
That Keegan match surprised me. That was probably one of the most surprising matches of the tournament.
Crosby wasn't surprised
with the semis.
Yeah,
Carr and Keegan.
I was just surprised that he gassed. Really?
Yeah, that surprised me. I mean, you never know what's going on, but
there's always stuff you don't know, but.
They were all sick a few weeks before.
I think people like, I don't know why, like, Carr's a national champ. Like, I don't know why people were saying, like,
counting him
Keegan's out. Beating Carr for sure, and then let's see the finals.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why they were counting Carr out. I mean, great wrestler, obviously.
What did you guys think after Carr won with his, like, matchup with Messenbrink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
I thought Mitchell was gonna, like, he's obviously a great friend of ours, so it killed us to see him lose, but I don't know.
Did you guys think the stall calls were warranted?
Yep.
I think they I don't think you need to go out of bounds to like call a stall. Like even if he's getting pushed halfway across the mat, you can still hit him.
It seems like the refs would like wait the guy blow it out and then go stalling.
Yeah.
Well, you can still I think you can still call
stalling when the guys they don't go out of bounds.
Right.
But I mean,
the only one I really didn't like was when Carr reattacked. The top. Yeah, I guess I didn't like that one either.
On top. I mean, I liked it. It was good, but
But a lot of people asked us about like if they got the riding time messed up or whatever.
Was it messed up?
At the end.
Did you? I mean.
Or like where I don't know if.
Was this where he didn't know the score? Like maybe it wasn't on the screen or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you talked to him since then?
I mean, after the
tournament. We talked to him, obviously. Like we came up to him. We went down there to
watch. We went down there to watch Penn State get the trophy.
He came up to us and that was cool. But we didn't talk about the match.
Okay.
He just kind of hugged him and said, well, good job.
Kind of out of the next thing, like pretty quick turnaround for the Olympic trials. So you got to get ready.
That's one thing. When we went to Penn State and there's kind of like posters, not posters, but like maybe like drawn on like pictures of like the quote, like, so what? And that was like, I think a big thing last year. It's like, like you won a title, you won this, you lost. Like, so what? That was kind of a big thing. So you guys kind of already have that, I guess, kind of mindset going in to the program. Yeah.
Like our mom, a lot of the time, like we won state or whatever. And then the day after we were in practice, like she was like, aren't you like going to celebrate a little bit? No. Like, we kind of just wanted to
get finish, back in there. It's always kind of on to the next thing for us. Like, we got high goals, but we're not going to really stop.
So for the Olympic trials coming up for you, what's kind of, what would you be, I'd say, satisfied with? Is it just winning?
Like, is I'm going for it all. I mean, why not? I mean, scores start 0-0. So, I mean, yeah, it doesn't really matter. If there's like Olympic champ or national champ, I think I can beat them, so. Yeah,
goes
I don't think
a lot of nasty edit.
I don't think a lot of people I don't think a lot of, like I think on the flow thing, like I didn't really look at it, but my dad was like, they didn't even say anything about you. So
does that almost feel good that you're kind of like an underdog, knowing you're kind of like people are sleeping on you, but it's like you don't like care necessarily to it? But
yeah, I think like there's obviously really no, like, pressure.
Respect,
yeah,
obviously these guys are wrestling, but
like, I like always looked up to David Taylor and Aaron Brooks and Max Dean and all those guys. But, like, I don't think pressure is really even a thing. Even for David Taylor, like, it's only kind of what you put on yourself. Yeah. So,
what did you think when he's apparently now signed with Nike?
I like
Who is?
David Taylor.
He's Nike now.
I found that a little.
How does that work?
Yeah, because odd, I thought he was owner of Scrap Life, or maybe because he has
I think Nolf founded Scrap Life. But, like, we wear Nike. That's probably my favorite shoe, the Inflix. So,
Wait, Penn State is Nike, right?
Yeah, they're all Nike. So, that'll be good for us.
To kind of double question, have you guys gotten a role with anybody in the Penn State room or in Nittany Lion yet?
I mean, not really. With like the rules and stuff of us, like there's so many rules about that stuff. And like everyone, all the eyes are on Penn State, like can't break the rules.
Yeah. Right. And then out of all those guys there, who are you most looking forward to getting to practice with?
Probably Kale. Probably Kale.
I mean, like David Taylor, Aaron Brooks.
Like Kale, the whole
Casey,
the whole team.
Barner,
but
I could go forever.
I heard Kale's pretty, still got it. So,
yeah. So, of course, like Penn State, good at wrestling. You guys are going to wrestle. I almost think you guys are there just to see who can get on the higher charts of dodgeball. Is that the truth?
They play dodgeball pretty hard. Like we went to the Iowa duel last year. Like,
yeah.
They were playing dodgeball before the duel, and like the RTC guys were playing dodgeball, like a volleyball.
Yeah.
So, what strengths do you have in dodgeball coming into the room?
We play a lot of dodgeball.
And weaknesses. Strengths and weaknesses.
That's true.
I'd say I just throw it really hard.
You don't know where it goes. You just throw it.
Yeah, just throw it really hard.
That'll be fun, though.
I think I can catch pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just say, Bo Bartlett, if you're watching this, you have nothing on us. Just kidding. You rest us.
Yeah.
He doesn't throw very good, but he can catch the ball pretty good.
That is true. If you guys were to write out your perfect destiny in your wrestling career, how would that go for both of you?
Four national titles to start off with.
And yeah, I think.
World teams, senior world teams, Olympics.
Yeah, we're going for it all, so everything. World gold, Olympic gold, national titles all the way.
UFC gold?
We'll see. I think
you guys do have a punching dummy and some speed bags over there.
We used to do taekwondo.
Oh yeah,
do some kicks. You're gonna
have
stuff.
Those left over, but yeah.
I got some of your guys' old taekwondo headgear.
Yeah, those sticks. That
stuff's still sitting in my basement.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, but I think with like what we want, like our goals and stuff, I think you just gotta like stay present and like Mitchell talked about a lot, like not focus on outcomes, just focus on getting better and like developing as a person, and then
that's
a wrestler also,
obviously. Like,
so do you guys think if you were to go back in time, whenever you guys decided who was going what way, if you guys flip-flopped, you guys would have the same success as the other?
For sure.
Yes, I
think our skills are pretty similar, and we could
like we adapted, do some stuff different.
Adapted
like
to either
wrestling weight. Wise, but
what do you think are your biggest differences wrestling wise?
I'd say I might be more like in your face, might hand fight a little harder, like my hand speed probably a little higher. I think him more like slower pace, hands might move a little slower, but I think we both have a high attack rate and try to get to legs and score.
Maybe slightly better looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's got the prettier ears? better cauliflower
ears. His ears are bad.
Right, let's see him.
His ear got destroyed at
it's still bleeding.
It's all cut off. Like, it was like at practice, it was like gushing blood today.
Can you wear earbuds?
No.
No, we haven't been able to wear earbuds for years.
Well, wasn't that a thing where your dad would make you guys wear headgear, but you guys were like, oh, I don't wear that?
Yeah, we.
Well, like, we'd be driving to practice, and he said, if I walk into practice and your headgear's not on, like, he'd be mad at us.
I remember a practice. Yeah. One of you were getting yelled at during practice.
He got mad at me, I think, because, like, it was starting to pop up a little bit.
Your ear exploded.
Yeah.
Because he always was like, anything you can do to, like, not, like, in a match, what if your ear starts bleeding and you're like, guy gets time to breathe or whatever.
So yeah, kind of control what you can control, and wearing headgear like eliminates that. So,
but I hate wearing headgear.
Yeah, you guys do probably have the most enthusiastic mom involved in wrestling.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She like you if you're in a like
if
a
you're
Fargo,
in the arena, you'll hear.
Oh yeah, I'd be watching a flow match. Come on, Cole! Come on! Yeah, but how do you guys wrest? You guys like you guys must get like plus 10 strength.
Oh yeah,
as soon as you hear that,
yeah, we.
But like, start of every match is just like a screech of our name, like, go.
But I
like,
love that.
Usually it's like this, though. It's like she's looking away.
Yeah, she cannot watch us. She cannot watch us.
She likes being there, but she cannot watch.
Has it gotten any better?
I mean, like high school,
she's watched.
College might
but
get
like,
a little.
In college,
like a big match
like those,
in Rec Hall. Like,
those senior level tournaments, she'd see the guys and she was like.
She'd be scared once she saw the guy walking out to the mat.
Like you see,
he's all tatted up. He's got his kids. All right, see you after the match.
Yeah. You see like Daringer or like Max Dean just like.
And she
jacked.
And I'm like, I'm standing next to her watching the match. Or he's walking out to the mat and she's like, that's what he has to wrestle? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, what? And then he beat him.
Yeah. So. I did read one thing off of when you guys did like an interview that you guys are in bunk beds.
Yeah,
that's
at our dad's house. We got
not
here.
We got bunk beds, and like he's big. He's bigger than me, but he sleeps on the top bunk.
That is so. Like, I gotta crawl up the.
That is
stairs.
How much weight room do you have from the ceiling? Is it like right?
Probably
here?
Hit my head.
Oh, your head.
Right, sack completely off. Yeah, that's funny.
It's kind of a funny story.
In college, it was me, Crosby, and Alec, and we actually had a triple bunk.
Really?
So we pulled that off. That was quite
cool.
The heist.
It was probably close.
Yeah, it was. Well, one bed was on the floor, and then it was like middle and then top.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's nice.
Are you guys still planning on doing like Fargo?
We're not doing Fargo.
I don't think we're gonna do Fargo this year. We're planning
on making U20 world
teams. Making the Olympics or
like U20s. Imagine you make the Olympic team and then you go to SL Fargo.
Yeah, that. That'd be a bit of a change.
Yeah.
Because we got high school Olympic trials. We leave in like 3 days for that. And then a week after, we go to Vegas. And then we got a little bit off. And then Ohio, U20s, World Team Trials.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. Yeah.
So we'll be missing a lot of school.
You won't even be at.
I don't even know if I can go.
Yeah. U20s?
So like U23s?
Well, you guys wrestle on U23s?
U23s. Yeah.
Nice. No Greco for me this year.
Oh, really?
Almost
made a team last year.
No, it's two years before. Yeah. But the thing is, it's so frustrating, especially I guess after my like performance this year. It's like, yeah, Greco's like fun and all, but if I really want to be like a good wrestler, like you can't be wasting your time doing. And especially when I want to like do well in freestyle. 100%. Like I wrestled 154 last year, and I wrestled 141 in season. So like 143, 65 is like way better for me. So I think I can. I'll do decent there. So,
I don't really like Greco.
We've actually done like a decent amount of Greco. Mm-hmm. I was like,
in private lessons,
training.
And stuff,
like, I mean, you kind of got to know some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more like foot sweeps and that kind of stuff, like 2-on-1 foot sweeps and stuff.
It's like adding more to your game. If you can wrestle upper body too, you're even more dangerous. So,
that's true.
I think Bonick was a good example.
Have you guys had any discussions with any, I guess, just say like companies involved with wrestling to like sign you guys or?
Not really much. Not much yet. We've had like guys ask to go on podcast and stuff.
So you guys obviously. First one, let's go.
Yep. And then like Road to Resilience or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know if you've
guys
seen that.
Pennsylvania.
Well, on Mitchell's podcasts. On
have a Mitchell, lot of the Penn State the guys. Guys yeah.
That okay.
Be like what those guys stand for and stuff. So,
has your guys' faith played a role in your life and just wrestling as a whole? Because that's something that Penn State, like almost all the guys, talk about exclusively.
Yeah, that's kind of another reason, like their values and their faith, and they're strong in their faith at Penn State.
Obviously,
so,
like
we are too.
Been brought up that way. Mm-hmm. Like,
so I think it's good. Like they talk about that a lot. Like, it's easier to go out there and compete free and like be yourself and stuff and just have fun if you're, if you got your faith. So
yeah, that is true.
That's pretty important.
That's a good point.
So you're kind of back to your like recruiting process a little bit. Were you guys 100% package deal no matter what?
100%.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Like if schools would.
Like we had a lot of, like the first day, like it was pretty busy. Like we had a lot of schools reach out, but like some of them were like, we got you for 97 and we don't need your brother. And I was like,
okay, see you later.
That's crazy they would just say that too.
Yeah.
And like a couple, we don't need to name anybody, but some schools like,
we got money for you,
we got money for you, but not your brother. And we were that's not gonna work.
Just for them to make that call, knowing that you guys are gonna beat their guy in that spot.
That was the end of that. If they,
I mean, they're good guys. Like all of them are good, good people. But that just wasn't gonna work out. We've never really been apart ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like him going to Last Chance the other week or last week, and like me staying home. I was like, it was weird.
Yeah,
like, just being apart. So.
Oh, you didn't even like travel with just a. You're just training here.
Just trained here, yeah, and then trying to minimize the amount of days we miss in school.
Yeah,
it's kind of adding up. There's a lot. We're gonna miss a lot. We miss 3 days for like the Olympic trials, and then a bunch for Vegas. So
you'd think they'd understand.
I mean, they understand. Yeah, yeah, our teachers are pretty good with that.
Like, yeah. Yeah, and Cole, you're in culinary with my sister, actually.
Both of us.
Oh, both of you guys?
Yeah, I'm in her group class.
What are you guys cooking?
We just made pizza.
We make like biscuits and cinnamon rolls and stuff.
Oh, nice.
It's like us two and then like all freshmen in there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's their senior year. They got all these easy classes, right? Finishing out the year.
No.
I mean,
culinary is easy, obviously, but then like AP biology, pre-calc, anatomy.
Oh, holy crap.
I'll tell you what, I never took an AP class in high school.
I haven't either.
Dude, it's tough.
I would think so. You gotta put in some extra work.
It's like AP pre-calc.
Yeah, it's like college math.
I can't believe you guys are taking that with how busy you are.
What was your decision process? Just yourself, or did your parents have any leeway to be like, you should take
harder? Honestly, I don't know what we were thinking.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, like, if I'm in your guys' shoes, like, I'm like, even like my college courses, I'm like, okay, if I can take everything online, not necessarily to think to do the bare minimum, but like, I guess I always go into like Austin Gomez says, I'm not in school to play school. Like, I'm there to like win like a national title in that sense.
Like our teachers saw like, we work pretty hard in school for the most part, but we were excelling in a lot of like easy class, like basic classes. And they said we should probably challenge ourselves a little bit.
I remember your guys' freshman year, my senior year, I think one of you had straight A's and the other one was like struggling in maybe Spanish.
Spanish got me.
No, your mom
was my teacher.
Yeah.
I just remember you must have been like yelling at him or something.
Yeah, your mom was my teacher, but.
You just didn't know what to do.
She's a great teacher, but oh my gosh, it was hard. Like, it was tough.
I know she doesn't let you go on your phones as much. She's one of the tougher teachers on there.
Yeah, we don't.
I think I could have had like all A's all through high school if I wouldn't have had Spanish. That was,
Yeah, like, I've had like one C in high school, and that was that one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Dang. And pre-calc.
That is tough. Especially, you can't miss like school during math because it's like if you miss one day, you miss the whole system.
I missed Friday and Monday for Last Chance qualifier, and I get back and I'm like, what the heck is this?
I missed the quiz, and then
I got to make up a quiz.
It's
tough.
But like,
but our teachers are good about it.
Yeah.
We were at a camp with Jason Nolf when we were young, and like, he was like, you spend like a fourth of the time doing school as you do wrestling, you'll do okay. Like school, like especially in high school, especially
it's
if
not
like,
really that hard.
You just gotta like
everyone kind of goes through it, like legit,
like
everyone.
show up to class and put a little extra work in,
or at least get a C if you do something.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
that's true. That I guess that's the biggest. I think the easiest thing wrestling teaches you is that like it makes other things easy. Like if you apply yourself,
you just see some kids like sitting on their phones during class or. Yeah. When the teacher's talking, like, I just don't like that at all.
Do you guys have any vices of, like, you guys ever, like, on the death scroll on TikTok? Or you guys ever, like, stay up? Like, what, do you have anything, like, I guess, bad vices that you guys have? A sweet tooth? Nothing?
Not really.
Just
I mean, a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, but.
You can afford it.
I can do a little bit more than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't really think.
I mean, like, we just got Snapchat, like a week ago or so.
Sure.
We don't really.
It was, like. Kind of got peer pressured into it, I guess, because everyone uses it. Like, and we just didn't really like it or didn't.
And no one really texts.
Yeah.
So I guess we got it now, but
yeah,
I don't really use
it. Who was doing the peer pressuring?
We were on our way to NCAAs with like all of our buddies, like 8 guys. We had like 10 guys on the way to NCAAs and they were like, you're going to have to use it and stuff.
Like, we're not state guys.
I was like, I texted them and like I messaged and was like, we making a group chat for NCAAs? And we were like, we have one on Snapchat. And you guys aren't in it because you guys don't have it.
So
we got it. But
there's nothing wrong with iMessage.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that's one thing that I think you guys have over a vast majority of people is that your systems put in place are like, it makes it so easy to not slip into like a bad habit. That
way you like, this might sound bad, but we don't party at all. We don't really hang out with a lot of people.
Right.
I mean,
kind of just keep it in like our circle, I guess.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, you guys having the party with the UFC 300 tonight. What are your predictions for Bo Nickel and just as a whole?
Domination.
First round knockout or submission. Submission, probably, maybe.
Take him to the ground.
I think it's like the highest favorite of all time. Something like that.
It's something crazy like that,
But it's a good card. I'm excited.
Yeah. Other than Bo Nickel, who are you most looking forward to on it?
I like watching Oliveira fight.
Yeah, I love that dude.
Yeah. Or Gaethje.
Justin Gaethje.
That'll be a good fight, I think.
Holloway, two guys just
coming
scrap.
Up a weight.
Dude, that whole card is just.
Yeah.
Or Pereira.
Dude.
Yeah. Figueiredo and Garbrandt is the first fight of the whole night.
Yeah.
Like, did you see Pereira weighed in at 205?
He's like 230.
I'm sure he's
now.
Like 240.
Yeah. 232 or something.
Like
232, it was.
Jeez. That's freaking crazy.
And that
crazy.
Jury.
Yeah.
Prajaka, I saw like. In the middle of the night, he was like standing outside of the arena, just like looking at.
Yeah.
He had those weird that? Stuff. That, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he the same guy who puts a finger in front and like focuses on something?
Yes.
Far and
yes.
Is he the guy like with the,
the
hair?
Yeah. There's a video of him just standing in the middle of Las Vegas, staring at the arena, like right in front of it.
Yeah.
And there's like fans like looking at him, like scared to approach.
That's pretty sad.
Do you think you guys are gonna? Because in high school, you guys really don't have like big celebrations other than like pulling your state titles.
Yeah.
What do you guys ever think of doing like the bringing out the guitar? Like, is it just calm, and collected?
I think it's just gonna.
I think the philosophy our dad always told us was like, the more you celebrate, the more the guy thinks like it's a big deal that you beat him.
Ah,
so yeah,
like if I go celebrate super hard, like that guy, like it was a super big deal that I beat him.
I guess
we don't really like celebrating much. Like
your freshman year, though.
I celebrated a little
when he
bit.
Beat Brody?
Like I flexed.
I do remember the flex.
I think I flexed.
It wasn't that bad. There could be way other. Like
it was
kind of
like a whole bodybuilding show almost.
I think I went like this.
I don't remember
that. Flexed,
dude, that's the picture in the gym. It's the flex.
The picture with the mask on him, like
dude. As a freshman, you were shredded. Like that pic was.
And that picture was that. I think that picture was going around the school. Like, what the?
You get tested for roids? Yeah. No.
I mean, no.
That's funny.
Okay, wait. What are your numbers in the weight room right now?
I mean, we bench is probably like 330.
Squat probably around 400.
Deadlift probably around 500.
Are you both like lifting the same?
Some of my lifts are more than his. Some of his are more than mine.
We've been starting to clean a lot.
We
like
clean a lot.
Clean and snatch.
What? How much do you clean?
Him probably like
300.
Around 300 for
around
him.
Around 300, maybe a little less.
Me probably like 280.
Is that with Hullquest in the?
Yep. He's the guy.
Yep. He's helped us a lot.
Dude, I swear, every time I come in there, I don't go in there often, but when I do, he's always like talking about you with people.
Yeah.
Like, the Mirsta the Sola boys.
Yeah. Kind of like his pride and joy a little bit, maybe. I don't know.
He made you like all your programs for a while.
Well, this
now,
is
right?
kind of funny story. He got us on a program. Like he's kind of old school, which we like. Like he was doing like a Nebraska football, like 19 something, like lifting program, and we were doing it. And like our numbers were just like we were getting so much stronger so fast. And then like the whole East football team got on our program.
Really?
And they're still on our program.
And they had a lot of success.
The whole team.
Like they had a pretty good year.
Like the year after they got on our program, they like made the playoffs.
Whoa.
Like did really good. That was kind of not because of just that, obviously, but
I'm sure.
And I guess I wrote this down in my notes, but you guys were like killers in football too. And then you guys quit that right before high school.
We played
our freshman year. Like,
and it was we were playing Thursday nights.
We played
Friday
Thursday nights.
Both back to back.
Yeah, we were like.
And the team was just. team wasn't great. Right. I mean, we went 0-8, I think.
Yeah, but I mean,
but like, so we would on JV, it'd be kind of like,
it was pretty fun on JV.
We'd have like a couple games, like I had 4 touchdowns, he had 3, and just run for like 200 yards.
Yeah. They're both on defense, 4 touchdowns, the other 3.
Yeah.
But then like, he would just play defense on JV, and I'd just play offense.
Yeah.
Because on varsity, I played running back, and then he played linebacker. Mm-hmm. Like, we started on varsity as freshmen.
And then
like,
I actually
had 1 touch on a varsity, and it was against East.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that.
There for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you guys were just like, if I really want to accomplish my wrestling goals, like, was it like your decision or like
100%? Yeah. Like, our dad doesn't, like, our parents don't push us to do anything. Like, we choose to, but like, we knew we wanted to wrestle in college. So like, this isn't like, we like wrestled once a week during football season. And like,
that wasn't cutting it at all.
That wasn't, right. I'd go to wrestle and I was like, what the heck am I doing?
Like, we competed still, like during football.
We did a
competition.
And I was like, this is just not.
I think I wrestled Facundo, I think.
Oh.
And like, it was pretty bad, I think.
Yeah, he wrestled like.
When I was a freshman, like just coming out of football. You're
playing football and he's wrestling. Like
the first week of football, Facundo, I wrestled Facundo. Like, and I was like, yeah, if I want to be at that level, I got to make some changes.
Dang.
So
I almost wish your dad was here to tell the story about his what was it? He played football in high school.
He played football in high school.
I wish you could just show him.
He's a big guy.
He's huge.
Yeah.
He was telling me about a game. This is like when we were all in youth stuff.
Yeah.
He had like, what was it, like six touchdowns?
Six touchdowns against Arrowhead. Maybe in like in the playoffs.
Running back.
And then he
went to play football at lacrosse in college. So, I mean, he's fifth all time in tackles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he made the Hall of Fame at Brookfield East High School.
Damn.
Like Sports Hall of Fame.
We'll just throw a pic of him on screen.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I don't necessarily know what your dad looked like in high school, but I couldn't imagine tackling him.
I mean, he was like a bowling ball with a mohawk.
No way.
Yeah. Maybe send you guys the picture and put it up.
Would you guys ever mohawk in college?
No. I mean, maybe buzz, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I got a picture of you guys in youth with mohawks, I think.
Oh, really? Wow, we had some crazy hairdos, like bald.
I think we did mohawk, and then we had like a buzz cut that was pretty much bald.
Kind of a later question, a little bit off topic, but how's your guys' Riz, the ladies?
I don't really.
Pretty much non-existent at this point.
Yeah,
I mean.
They can wait when the time comes.
Yeah,
probably Penn State, maybe.
Penn State girls.
Yeah.
Hey, we had a last time we were at Penn State, actually, Superman. Did he flip over girls? Or he like.
He ran up. Two girls were like tanning in one of like the yards or whatever.
Yeah, really? Who?
And our 165 pounder shoe. Yeah. He runs out there. He has his clothes don't match. He's wearing like a bucket hat.
That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
I think he got one of their.
Maybe he did, but it was enough.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's random.
It's random, but anything else from you?
No.
Well,
you guys got anything else? Or?
Yeah, we got a little present for you, like every podcast. Yeah. Speaking of shoe.
Yep. Yeah. This, before we give him it, we give the, you guys have probably seen, we give plaques to every guest.
Yeah.
So Shoe and his dad, they made all of them. They have like the shoe shop.
Yeah.
And so we had number 30 and we were like, it would be cool if we could like cut it in half for you guys.
For sure. Yeah.
So I give the plaque to him and his dad was like, you know what? These guys are from Wisconsin. Let's give them these. Let's do something nice for them.
Yeah.
So he goes all out and makes this 2 giant plaques.
Oh, jeez. So
that's
cool.
Yeah. 30, too.
That's a 30.
So number 30.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. These are cool.
A picture with them. Yeah. Thanks for making them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
These are cool.
These are sick.
Those things are, I'm not even kidding, 4 times the size of the regular plaque.
Really?
Yeah.
These are cool. Yeah. Nice.
Wait, put them together for the camera.
Yeah.
Show this one right there. Oh, that's freaking cool. Epic.
Yeah.
That is epic.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Well,
it's a good thing they sat this way.
Yeah, though. I know. Yeah. Exactly. I didn't even think about that. Do you guys have any last words for the podcast?
I mean,
thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. This was fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, boys. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks.
Yeah.
That was good. Did we do good?
Yeah, you did good.
That's part of all time.
Yeah, that was fun.
Really?
Yeah.